Hello, I'm Floyd Maxwell, justthinkit.com, bringing you a Floydcast number 95 for December 7, 2015. Normally when I go through my notes, through my stories, I just have a file. I just add them to the bottom of the file, and I just step through in order. But I thought I'd bump one story up to the top. In other words, deal with it right away. When you have bad news, unpleasant things, get rid of them, deal with them right away. It's this latest supposed attack. What, San Bernardino, somewhere in California? Another one of these fake attacks. There was a site going through and explaining, these are the things to look for if you're wondering if it's a fake attack. The first thing was, it was improbably close to the last attack. That's a good point, right? That's a good clue. It also seems to involve people with a Muslim background, which to me automatically makes it suspect. They got this thing right now, they're trying to attack Syria, and they got all these fake reasons to attack Syria. You know, there was a time when countries just declared war on other countries. That's how we did it. We just went, huh, we're at war with you. Now we have all kinds of fake things. It's tiresome. I don't like it. And I'm sure as heck not going to analyze any of the names involved because I don't think any of it happened. So it's a false flag. From now on, whenever these obvious false flags happen, I'm going to use it as a chance to educate about false flags. False flag is when a group has an incentive to fake that something happened to make a lot of money from it. When it's the government faking these things and the people behind the government, there's a great deal at stake. So it's highly insulting to the rest of us, the 99%. They play with our emotions. They get us to give them sympathy and money and who knows what else. And probably the most important thing is we buy in. Whatever they tell us after one of these mass attacks, we're like, oh yeah, 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 do whatever you have to do. Already, Britain has basically declared war on Syria. Again, they don't use that phrase anymore. We don't declare war. We just, we have resolutions that involve blah, blah, blah. I'm pretty sure for the Syrians that are going to get bombs dropped on them, I'm pretty sure for them it's a state of war. I'm pretty sure that's what it is. One of the guys being interviewed in this stupid thing, I guess it's a lady, Denise Peraza. She'll probably become the figurehead and person that everyone knows about. Everyone dropped to the floor. She told her relatives. That's what they typed into the story, that she told her relatives. Was she telling her relatives, or was she telling the media? And this came out right away. In other words, this person didn't have time to go home and have Thanksgiving dinner and talk to the family around the table and go, well, I guess we should tell the media now, and then call them up and say, well, I just told my relatives. That's not what happened. This is clearly a case where someone messes up in the copy, the media copy, the text copy. Insert name of fake person here. This snuck into the final story. She told her relatives. This doesn't make any sense. Everyone dropped to the floor, she told her relatives. It sounds like you're reading a book. It's a fiction. That's not how it goes down. So the important thing is, what are we going to lose as a result of this? Well, already Britain has now started dropping bombs on Syria. So like the Paris attack, which prompts Paris to drop bombs, this one's going to apparently prompt Britain to drop bombs. The incredible thing about this San Bernardino Inland Regional Center, every month they carry out active shooter drills. Every month. When this thing happened, one of the staff tweeted, drill has started. So the point is, what's interesting, a drill that you film and a pretend attack that you are a witness to and you drag your cameras out and witness? What's the difference? Well, I guess the difference is one really happened and one didn't. But for them and their purposes, this is better. They can stage every part of it. Here's quoting from another person at the Inland Regional Center, where this person's a nurse. The staff works with clients and parents of clients who are sometimes angry. They have active shooter drills every month or so. And this is the one that texted, drill started to her husband Mark around 11 a.m. She then walked to a window nearby and filmed a video as law enforcement sprinted toward the building. So as someone points out in the story, commentary on all this, they say, what are the mathematical odds that a building where law enforcement has been active shooter drilling month after month, what are the odds that that building would be randomly hit by active shooters? Well, it's basically zero. Similarly, of all the buildings in LA, how many are used by police as training grounds for monthly shooting drills? Virtually zero. This happened at 9/11 too. The reason why the plane supposedly hit the towers and all that stuff is as part of the drill that was going on that day, they sent all the fighter aircraft out to sea. I kid you not, you can look it up for yourself. Here's another person. This could have been Mark replying back to his wife. It's not exactly clear in the commentary here. Mark Vong said he told his wife to stay calm and not to panic. They trained for this, he said. They know it's going to happen. It's just spooky stuff. And here's the San Bernardino Police Department Lieutenant Richard Lawhead. The call first came in at 10:59 a.m. of multiple shots fired. The department's SWAT team was training nearby and was suited, ready to roll, and responded rapidly. This is crazy. So this commentary finishes off by saying, just watching the ridiculousness on the idiot box regarding San Bernardino shooting. Fake, fake, fake. SWAT drill same day? Check. Lots of cops and emergency workers standing around? Check. Nobody being rushed to hospital? Check. No bodies or blood? Check. Big scary military vehicles roaming around? Check. Inconsistent witness testimony? Check. Witnesses crying with no tears? Check. Press conference with official who knows nothing yet? Check. This time we get a wild shootout viewed by helicopter Steadicam. I can't believe I live in this bizarre world of fakery. Nauseating. Well, it really is. So, let's move on. By the way, I've just got a new microphone. It's the same model, basically, I had before, but now I got two of them. They're each in two different places, and I had to set it up this morning. And I'm just looking at my levels, and I'm a little bit worried they might be quieter than normal. So whatever volume, you probably find with every Floydcast, you have to set the volume differently. But luckily, within a Floydcast, I think the volume is pretty constant. This one, for some reason, is a little quieter than the last one. I don't know why. So bear with me as I get the bugs out. I think the bugs are out. It's just some random difference. Who cares? Next story. Thought for the day. This was also from the same commentary site, Natural News. If you want to know who rules over you, ask yourself who you're not allowed to criticize. You know, in the time of the king, you couldn't criticize the king. I think the problem with this quote, this sort of rule that they're proposing, I think the problem with it is it lulls you into a false sense of security. There are plenty of things we can't criticize, and yes, they probably control us, but then there are a whole bunch of other things that also control us in different ways, and we can criticize them all we want, but they still control us. Let's take alcohol. You can criticize alcohol all you want. It still controls you. Now, you could say in the media, on TV, in the newspapers, they don't criticize alcohol very much, and that's true, because they know where they get their money from. They know which side the bread is buttered on. So, in other words, this quote can really also say, follow the money. Next story. Inmate dies at Las Vegas hospital. Michael Lowen, age 50, died November 28 this year. He was serving a sentence of 12 to 36 months for grand larceny. Grand larceny is theft of personal property having a value above a specified amount. So he's a thief, possibly a con artist. Let's look at his numbers. Michael 696, probably Mike, but we'll go with Michael. Lowen, last name L-O-E-W-E-N, 742. Well, there's the con right there. The 7 seems to love to steal things, and the 2, of course, loves to con and fib. Total of his two names, 448 total, 8 destiny, successful destiny, he's under an 8. The 8 is the money number. Well, there he is, chasing after the money. But he died at age 50. Wow. You know, you gotta watch what you pursue. This guy arguably has better, if not much better than average names. Does have some 4 around in the total, so could be a cancer thing. Really, he's got a number of unhealthy numbers. But he doesn't have, you know, chaotic numbers, numbers that would make him bankrupt or die in a car accident. So, anyway, just some random dude. And I guess as the Mike, we have 4 destiny. Next story, update on the waitress killed over smoking in the restaurant. I think we got the name last time, and I had got an updated story, but I didn't have it handy in my notes. Julia Brightwell, we got the last name now, age 52. Her number is pretty reasonable, 448 Julia Brightwell, 538, bit of 5 there. 977 total, 7 destiny. Well, misunderstanding, she gets shot. Under a 3-letter. You know, all of it doesn't really fit. But this Johnny Max Mount guy with his 9 destiny, it's interesting. His total, 729, all 3 names. Her total, 977, the same 2 numbers. And we had mentioned about suffered a traumatic brain injury in a 2002 firefighter accident. You know, I happen to know a friend of the family where the person suffered an accident and then brain injury. And it's just, wow, what a home wrecker. And unfortunately, the person, for what happens afterwards, they get kind of blamed. When your brain box isn't the same, you aren't the same. You married one person, but after that injury, basically, you're in a care situation. You're caring for an invalid. You have to sort of keep that in mind. So this poor invalid gets into a restaurant and shoots a random person. It's really too bad. And this second link, he wasn't a monster. I don't know. Something just snapped. Well, 922 last name. Next story, one suspect arrested in New Orleans Park shooting. Joseph Allen, who goes by Mo, age 32, was taken into custody after turning himself in. That's unusual. Convicted felon, previously being charged with home invasions, carjacking, illegal carrying of a weapon, possession of cocaine, and heroin. So he's a busy guy. Basically stealing things and drugs and weapons. He's like a professional con, right? So as Mo Allen, 246 for Mo. Allen, last name, 628 version. That's a business-like last name. Total of his two names, 865 total. The 8 is the money. The 5 is that chaotic drug dealer, random dude doing random things kind of destiny. As Joseph Allen with his real first name, Joseph 281, lookout, and a 9 destiny. Funny that he turned himself in. He's under a 6 letter, so there's some conscience there. 6 in the last name. He's got some conscience numbers. Fascinating. Next story, police officer Lloyd Reed shot and killed during a call. Man arrested. Ray Shetler Jr. has been arrested. Let's look at the numbers. Raymond Shetler Jr. All of those together, 246. There's the 2. That's just Ray Shetler. That's probably how he goes, right? You ask him what his name is, Ray Shetler. 235 total, 5 destiny. And he's got 1s in both the first and last name, and he's under a 5 letter. So his numbers, that pretty much makes sense. What about the cop? Lloyd Reed, Lloyd 685, classic cop numbers. Reed 145, more classic cop numbers. Total of the two names, 731 total, 1 destiny. Hard physical things. Pretty much every one of his numbers is a cop number. Unfortunately, these cops often have a bad destiny number. I think I would say, you know, if you have a good destiny number, you don't become a cop. As much as I admire cops, what a brutal life and lifestyle. Thankless and dangerous and relationship challenging lifestyle. Next story. It's an upbeat story. Some random person, Geraldine Johnson, as teacher, superintendent, humanitarian, has passed away, age 96. She paved the way as a role model, becoming the city's first black female principal, assistant superintendent, and ultimately superintendent of schools, which is a pretty amazing progression. She ended her long and fruitful journey peacefully and with dignity. She was born in 1919, the third of 7 children. For 4 years, she rode the train to a college from which she graduated in 1940, and she got her master's degree in 1959, her 6th year degree from the University of Bridgeport in 69. I'm guessing 6th year degree means another degree, you add a year, you get a degree, I don't know. But the point is, lifelong student, which is pretty cool. Birthday numbers 422 for an 8, even numbers and people numbers, it fits. Let's look at the name, Geraldine 213. That's a very likable combination. Johnson last name 325. There is a higher side to the number, certainly to the 3. With the 5 expression, it's challenging, puts you into the wrong environments. But all of her names together, 538 total, 8 destiny. There you go. She was an 8, 8 destiny. That's a good number, destiny. It shows. She never played politics with our children. They always came first, and for that she will be truly missed. Then I guess there's a quote attributed to her. The great American failure is giving young people the license to do as they please. Well, how true. This is our age today where we give people timeouts and basically no consequence, right? We do it over and over again. No consequence, no consequence. And you wonder why the behavior continues and gets worse and why the people are basically useless. Let's be honest. If you want useful people, you have to give people consequences. It's called currency. When we go to a job and we work hard and the guy goes, hey, I'm going to give you a bonus. You're a waitress and you work hard and they give you a big tip. And you're like, wow, that was worth it. That's a positive consequence. Similarly, you serve someone and you drop a plate of food or it's cold or you forget something, you get the wrong order and they're like, ah, and they don't give you a tip. And you're like, yeah, I deserve that. It's called consequences. If you don't give kids, young and old, consequences, you're a fool and you're going to raise fools. Next story, Apple may exclude headphone jack in the next generation iPhone. Furthermore, in case you're wondering, Bluetooth headphones will work just fine with iPhone 7. So, no headphone jack. Average person, how do you listen? You're going to have to use Bluetooth headphones, wireless headphones, microwave radiation headphones. So, last week we were talking about how they're moving you to the cloud, moving everything to the cloud, the music, the photos. So anytime you want to do anything, even though your phone has scads of storage, unimaginable large quantities of storage. Everything you want is microwave radiation to get it to you. And then even to listen to it. Well, here's the thing. When do you listen? One of the times when you're going to sleep or you're trying to relax, giving yourself some downtime. making the most of, you know, riding the bus or something. Well, now you'll be dosing riding the bus, and you'll be dosing the person right next to you, because the whole point of wireless is whether it's you or the person sitting immediately next to you on the bus, both of you are going to get the same dose. This is a bad time to be riding the bus. Next story, security researcher cracks Wi-Fi Hello Barbie. So this is some Hello Barbie product, which this thing does all kinds of recording, monitoring. It's an Orwellian product, George Orwell would be gloating product, that monitors your kids and records all kinds of things and ships it around the internet and who knows what else. And it's supposedly secure, and this guy's cracked it. So it's not secure. He says, you can take that information and find out a person's house or business. It's just a matter of time until we are able to replace their servers with ours and have her say anything we want. Because I guess the Barbie system goes off and communicates and comes back and then communicates to the child. So this is an adult replacement monitoring tool, a brainwashing tool for children. So it's radiation, it's brainwashing, it's insecure, it's your child's every utterance being recorded and transmitted to someone somewhere. This is my idea of three different versions of hell all put together. I guess specifically said they extracted Wi-Fi network names, which would allow you to log onto a network and therefore, you know, snoop on the network, account IDs, and MP3 files, which is to say what that child is actually saying. Mind-blowing. Next story, suburban thief caught on family's home surveillance video. Surveillance video going viral helped Dan and Ashley Roll get their stolen Christmas gifts back. Thief's face and license plate number were caught on tape. Video shows a woman parking in front of their house, walking up to the front door and going back to her car with boxes in her hand. She wore a mask, but a hidden camera on the garage shows her face before she puts the mask on. So this is in favor of home surveillance video. Unfortunately, in these days, everything can be abused and you'll have people demanding your video and taking the whole hunk of equipment and you don't see it again for 6 months and all kinds of things like that. But let's look at this family who at least had a surveillance system. They got to be doing better than average, right? Let's have a look. So Daniel Roll, probably the guy that bought and installed this system. Daniel 639, Roll, R-O-L-L-E, or Raleigh, 268-898 total. Super successful total. Her name, Ashley Rawley, 617-268-876, 6 Destiny. They have excellent destinies and excellent totals. Both are 6-ish in the first name. These are the kind of people that are going to have it. Too bad they don't mention the name of the person who steals their stuff. Maybe they haven't found out the person's name yet. Next story, 2 arrested for robbing man found dead in Twin Falls home. 31-year-old Dwayne McCormick, 20-year-old Katie Pingree were each arraigned on a robbery count. The two helped beat, bind, and rob Tigra Martinez in the early hours of May 26. The man's roommate found him dead in the basement. Another man, Caleb Hinton, has been charged with aggravated assault, etc. Let's look at the names. Dwayne McCormick, Dwayne 639, McCormick 617, 347 total, 7 destiny. I call it the classic burglar destiny. It's amazing how often that comes up. Under a 5 letter. The 5 takes away your fear. The other person arraigned, Katie Pingree, Katie 641, Pingree 112, 753 total, under a 2 letter. So very 2-ish, she's the assistant. Third person that's been charged with aggravated assault, etc., Caleb Hinton. Caleb 685, well, it's like the Scott. That 685, you often see it in the homeless people. The 5 expression, boy, it's just undermining. Hinton, last name 628, wants to make a buck for destiny. Gets caught. Don't have his age, I don't know why. Next story, report details events of fatal October 8, 2015 plane crash near Hope, Idaho. We have to wait months to get the details on these crashes, but at least we got it in this case. The pilot was Pamela Bird, age 59, widow of renowned inventor Forrest Bird, who is known for having created some of the first reliable mass-produced mechanical ventilators for acute and chronic cardiopulmonary care. Cardiopulmonary. Heart and lungs, right? They have to use these fancy terms. So he made a heart-lung machine, basically. A mass-produced one. So let's look at her numbers. So Pamela, 753, 7 likes to be out in nature. Bird and last name, 966, which she married into, of course. 729 total, 9 destiny. She loses out. Other people that passed away in this plane crash, Donald Hensley, Donald 775, accident looking for a place to happen. Hensley, 167. And then I think his wife, Tuki Hensley, 1 destiny. So either an accident looking for a place to happen or one destiny, and you go flying. At a minimum, you got to know your numbers. Let's look at the husband of Forrest Morton Byrd, who is an American aviator, inventor, and biomedical engineer. Forrest 292. Sorry, I'm just not impressed with this guy. He found a way to make money, but I just don't see a lot of genius in this character. That's Forrest Byrd, 268 total, you know, Serena as in Serena Williams, the Serena total. For Pamela, I think I eventually didn't label my notes very well. I think I eventually got her birthday of August 19, 1956. When her plane crashed, she was in a 9-year, 3-month, 2-5-day. Next story. Cyneed O'Connor is found safe after threatening suicide in alarming Facebook post. I've taken an overdose, she wrote. There's no other way to get respect. I am not at home. I'm at a hotel, somewhere in Ireland, under another name. If I wasn't posting this, my kids and family wouldn't even find out. Was dead for another fortnight since none of them bother their hole with me for a minute. I could have been dead here for weeks already and they'd never have known. There's only so much any woman can be expected to bear. Then she starts listing family members that she says betrayed her. Appalling cruelty, supposedly, and goes on and on. My little rule on suicides or attempted suicides. If they say nothing but try and do it, look for a very five-ish person. If they threaten to or say a lot but then don't do it, look for the two quality. So let's have a look. Cyneed O'Connor. Cyneed 617. O'Connor 944. 652 total. Two destiny. And the cycle when she did this, 2-year and a 5-day. So there was a hint of 5 around but didn't carry through. Next story. Last week I talked about acid, how there was no safe dose. There's simply no way that you can be regulating people's dose of acid. 2 days later, on Slashdot, there's a story about rich Silicon Valley nerds microdosing on acid. So not only getting the dose right, but microdosing, and supposedly this is some performance improvement. I have never seen any story talking about the doses of acid. It's just amazing synchronicity. Next story. Now a missing child advocate, Mitzi Sanchez, defied all the odds and helped take down a monster. A dozen years after escaping from a serial child rapist and killer, 20-year-old Mitzi Sanchez says she's finally coming to terms with her story and can relate it without crying. She was chained inside this guy's car, and basically she finally gets free. It's horrific. But what do we need to know? Mitzi. Her first name, M-I-D-S-I, 999. Losses and tragedies combination, if ever there was one. And she was 5th year under the 9 letter. Next story, France using emergency powers to prevent climate change protests. What's with this climate change thing? You know, it starts off innocent, hug a tree, think of the children, the whole environmental movement, but it's a downsizing movement, and you've got to have money to survive movement. That's really what it is. It's the start of, or a continuation towards, Road Warrior Mad Max time, where only those with a lot of money are going to survive. That's really what's going on. They've been investing probably tens, hundreds of millions of dollars into the climate change summits. I was reading about someone who goes to one of these things, and I think it was someone that was trying to introduce something actually intelligent into the summit, and forget it. This is all theater, and you do it for enough years, and you pay off people enough, and everyone starts to believe it. And so here they're now going to force us to believe it and to completely shut up anyone that challenges the dogma of climate change. But with climate change and concern about the climate, we can't afford to have cars. We can't afford to have non-electric cars. And then, of course, we can't afford electric cars, so then we have self-driving cars, and so then we are driven around by cars. And, of course, if we don't do anything right, it's all authentication, validation, right? With a car right now, you can drive around, no one authenticates. You can go wherever you want, at least within your state, and nothing. No one's the wiser and no one stops you. But when you have self-driving cars and you have someone else's car, basically, and you have to get in and you have to be authorized, right? You have to be validated. Who are you? Prove it. And then let me just look up on the computer. Oh, looks like ABC. Sorry, we can't give you a ride, or we'll just give you a ride straight to jail. Next story, U.S. Congress gives IRS authority to rescind passports to prevent citizens from leaving the country. This is the IRS that's going to cause this to happen. If the individual is unable or unwilling to pay the amount of money the IRS has determined to take from them, as the story says, then that individual may not be allowed to travel outside the U.S. The bill is intended to force individuals to pay their seriously delinquent tax debts. I had a chance to work for Revenue Canada quite a few decades back, and my favorite story is I was in the typing pool, and you would type up letters. And the only time I ever typed up a letter where they were giving up on a debt, on a taxpayer that owed them money, it was a 72-year-old blind person. They had pretty much reluctantly given up on sucking more money out of that person. Isn't that incredible? I got more sayings in this week's podcast. I don't know why. Here's one. It's an Irish saying. When mistrust comes in, love goes out. Fair enough. But right now we're in a system that is full of mistrust. The love is or has gone out of living to quite an extent. It's too bad. Raising kids by machine and without love. That's the future. I had this big long thing from Kobe Bryant, the Lakers basketball player. I guess he spent his whole career there, 20 years or something like that. He's going to hang it up at the end of the year. And he writes this big long poem, blah, blah, blah. His ode to basketball, basically. I just look at it, it's like, what's the point? When it's time to retire, it's time to retire. Move on. You've had 20 years to think about what your next jobs are going to be. Get busy. You got lots of money. No excuses. Next story. IAAF suspends three senior Kenyan track and field officials. This is all about who are they? The Athletics Kenya president is Isaiah Kiplagat, and there's a couple of assistants. So Kiplagat is being investigated over apparent gifts of two cars from Qatar. The Qatar Athletics Federation, of course, Qatar famously scored one of the next upcoming Olympics, even though it's a completely hostile place to be holding an Olympics, and it's all about paying people off to do it. So this is a guy who appears to have been at least a little bit corrupt. Let's have a look at his numbers. Isaiah Kiplagat, Isaiah, like in Isaiah Thomas, ISAIAH 292. Kiplagat, last name 235, seven destiny. There's two other guys, David Okio and Joseph Kinwa. So there's three people in the names. That would be a total of 18 numbers, six numbers for each person. So if we're looking for the two quality and there's 18 positions and there's nine numbers, on average, there should have been for all three people a total of two occurrences of the two. Well, it turns out there's six occurrences of the two. So it's three times as common as you would expect. Except that these people like attracts like, and it's a chance for corruption. Imagine 292 first name. When he gets busted, November 30, 2015, he's in 5-year, 9-5 month. Well, it's about time. Interesting, letters under the name, 3rd year under the 9 letter. His 4th year under the 9 is coming up, and it's going to be a little tougher than usual. But you know, he's only suspended. Does he even go to prison? Probably not. He's still got millions of dollars socked away somewhere. Basically, all it means is, okay, the game is ended for now. That's all it means. Next story, family of four dead in murder-suicide in Louisiana. David Matta, I'm going to guess, is the guy who did it. Age 46, he stabbed to death his wife, Kelly Fabry Matta, before killing the two children. And there were a few cases in the past where he'd done bad things. In 2010, he pled guilty to assaulting his wife, got a suspended sentence. 2002, 13 years ago, pled guilty to possessing 1,000 steroid tablets. So let's look at his name and numbers. David Matta, David 134, Matta 268. 268, it wants to take a shortcut. Let's put it that way. Total of his two names, 393. The three gets addicted. In this case, it looks like, I'm going to guess, he's addicted to performance enhancement substances in that field. And of course, then it leads to roid rage. Her numbers, Kelly Fabry, probably what she was born with, 9 destiny, family name is 5-ish, 685, first name is 5-ish. She was under the 9 letter. Next story, Tommy Fountain, this is a person's name, last name Fountain, died in a climbing accident, Mount Jefferson. This year in November, I don't have the exact day. Thomas Fountain, age 32, was climbing with his wife Allison, age 29, toward the summit of Mount Jefferson when he fell and slid down a 500 feet into a crevasse. And I guess it was a really challenging area. The rescue people just sort of gave up. Let's look at his numbers. Couldn't get his birthday, but Thomas Fountain, Thomas 764, 7 likes the outdoors. And the 4 is muscles, right? Fountain 191. If you ever meet a 191 person who's that real name, not just a nickname, you will get what the one quality is about. They're just so physical, so vital, so much a doer. Person, a few words, loyal, but a doer. That's this guy. That's his family name. That's what he grew up with. Total of his two names, 5 destiny. What about the woman that marries him, Allison Fountain? Allison 797. Well, if he likes nature with the seven, she's got a double shot of it. Fountain last name 191 that she takes on, she gets an 898. It's a successful total. She's first year into the nine letter right now. Her challenge begins. Challenge of being alone. You gotta give. You wanna be happy, you gotta give. Next story. Powerful New York legislator, Silver, Sheldon Silver, convicted in bribery case. Sheldon Silver, one of New York's most powerful politicians for two decades, was convicted on Monday of abusing his office to collect as much as $4 million in illegal bribes and kickbacks. They list all the details. As the leaders of New York's two legislative houses, Silver, Sheldon Silver, and Skelos, the guy we talked about a couple of weeks back, comprise two-thirds of the three men in a room who, together with the governor, control important legislation under New York's governance system. Wow. Well, we had already talked about Skelos and his corruption, with Skelos being 279 to 2, which was challenged. This guy, Sheldon Silver, Sheldon 235. That's a very discordant combination. And, you know, the problem with the 2 and the 5, the 2 doesn't want to work hard. The 5 considers all options. So if you don't want to work hard, but you need money and you want money, and you consider all options, you know, and then the 2 can't say no, the 2 doesn't have the willpower, the 2 doesn't have the moral backbone to do the right thing. Last name Silver, 584, a name totally at odds with itself, 9 destiny. He was born February 13, 1944, 249 for 6, so he's a 602. His first influence in life and his inner qualities was 2-ish. That's brutal. Everything bad goes down in his 6th year. Interesting, when he's first charged was in January 22nd, he was in a 4-day. When he's convicted, November 30th, he's in a 4-5-day. Next story, paralyzed Olympian Amy Van Dyken Ruin takes inspiring new step in recovery and drops her hyphenated name. No, I kid. I did something today that got Al a bit emotional, she wrote. We took off the top part of my braces. Using my core, which was mostly paralyzed in my accident, I walked. This is such a huge step in my recovery. So she was in an ATV accident June last year. Severed her spinal cord. Well, we go to Wikipedia, we got everything. She's a 1 on the birthday. So, I mean, the 1, I sympathize. She wants to be physically active. Last year in June 6, she was in a 7-year, first half, so it's testy. June of a 7-year is, well, they call it the dark before the dawn. It is a very testy month. 6-4 month. Whew. 3-9 day. The 9 is the spine. Next story. Mayor Stephen, who goes by Greg Fisk, was found dead inside his home on November 30th by his son Ian Fisk, who alerted the authorities. So he's born Stephen Gregory Fisk, Stephen 156. It's okay. Gregory 235 Fisk, last name 999. Losses and tragedies, 382 total. Well, he became the mayor. To be the mayor, you got to be popular. 3s and 2s, perfect numbers for popularity, perfect. 382 total. As Greg, which is apparently how he went, Greg is Hell. So he had Hell for a first name. He used a 999 tragedies and losses last name, giving him Hell for a total. Couldn't be worse, 1 destiny. We got his birthday. He was in a 9-day when he passed, in the latter half of a 3-month, so testy month, and then you lose day under a 5 letter. So he got ripped off by somebody, right? Well, in the 2012 election, he whooped, got twice the votes of the previous mayor, Merrill Sanford. Let's look at Merrill Sanford, because to me, he sounds like suspect number 1. Merrill, 516. There's the 5. That's not a good start. Last name Sanford, 775. Accident looking for a place to happen. But what's really interesting, Merrill Sanford, what is his total? 382. Exactly the same total as the guy who becomes the next mayor. You can't get nicer qualities to be around. I'm not saying they're useful. I'm not saying they're honest. I'm just saying they're likable. Creates likable people. Canadian, 382. Both of these guys have the Canadian total. 1 chance in 81 of that happening. We look a bit further. We get the birthday of Merrill Sanford. On the day that the other guy, the new mayor, dies, the old mayor, what cycle was he in that day? He was in a 4-5 day. And what letter was he under on November the 30th? 9th year under the 9 letter. Wow. Next story, Tiger Woods doesn't know when he'll play golf again. Video games has been one of his main pastimes. He cannot bend over to pick up a ball right now when he's playing with his children. His back, he had a back surgery about a year ago. asked about what physical activity he's able to do, Wood said, "I walk, and I walk. I'm just walking, and that's it." His full name is Eldrick Taunt Woods. I thought his middle name was Tiger, but apparently it's Taunt. That's a bit of new info to me. Anyway, three names together, legal name, 549 total, 9 destiny. Tiger Woods, 9 destiny. What is the 9 related to in the body? The nerves and the spine. He's had 3 back surgeries, and he's at the point where he will probably never contend seriously and be a great golfer again, and he's just wondering, when will I play again? He's losing it all, 9 destiny. As I talked about some months back in a podcast, he's in the process of losing it all. Interesting, his birthday's coming up to December the 30th. He'll be 40. But what's interesting is he's going to go from a 5 letter, the E in Eldrick, to the next letter, the L in Eldrick, a 3. That should help. Also, the 3 is more expressive. He's opening up to an extent he never has done in the past with the media. Currently, his golf ranking is 400. That says there are 399 other golfers in the world that are better than Tiger Woods. That's mind-blowing. I think what that's really saying is he's off the list. That's really what it's saying. Just for comparison, went to Wikipedia. In a 5-year stretch from August 1999 to September 2004, he was ranked number 1 for 264 weeks in a row. The rankings come out every week. 264 weeks in a row. That was a record at the time. Record for records. And then he did it again. There was a pause of about a year, and then from 2005 to 2010, he was ranked number 1 in the world for 281 weeks in a row. Mind-blowing. And, of course, that all sort of came crashing down with his infidelity when it was found out in 2009. When it all came out, he was under a 2-letter. And he was in a 9th cycle. Losing cycle, truth challenge letter, and he was in a 5-month. Next story, war correspondent and veteran Michael Yon, Y-O-N, calls out Facebook censorship. Legendary independent war correspondent Michael Yon tweeted today that he will be publishing via Twitter as opposed to Facebook following censorship of his posts and comments without, quote, reasonable cause by Facebook, who he accuses of arrogance. A Special Forces vet, most well known for his reporting and photography during the Iraq War, he's also covered other wars. His reporting is notable for being completely independent, as his operations are funded by reader donations, which technically doesn't make him independent. Makes him dependent on those donations. This Floydcast is not funded by anybody. Let's look at his numbers. Michael Yon, Michael 696, good. Yon, Y-O-N, 639, good for a last name, as long as there's other strength around. Total of his 2 names, 336 total, 6 destiny. Excellent total. This guy has very good numbers. But it doesn't mean you can trust him. Sorry. Next story, Katie Brown tapes her dog's mouth shut, gets arrested. All right, this is sort of one of these things, you know, goes viral and people freak out and they're trying to track her down. And next thing you know, the cops are at her door and she's arrested. Yes, she did tape her dog's snout shut. That's ridiculous. That's not a solution. I guess in her post she was saying, well, that sure taught him a lesson and that shut him up, you know. When she took the tape off, supposedly the dog wasn't inclined to bark. The thing is, what would cause someone to do this? They lost it, right? You could say they're probably two-ish. Let's look at her numbers. I don't see the 2 anywhere, but we don't have her birthday. Her legal name is Catherine Lemansky, Catherine 786. The 7 kind of wants their peace and quiet. Lemansky 641. This is more like it, that one expression there. You're going to do something physical. Dog's making too much noise. You don't like it. You're going to do something about it. Rather than training the dog or find out what's going on, you're going to take matters into your own hands. And then as Katie, Katie is the same combination as Lemansky. And as Katie Brown, which is how the story is listed, 371 total, 1 destiny. Interesting, the 371 is argumentative. It's like she was in an argument with her dog and she had to tape the dog's mouth shut to win the argument. Pretty bizarre. Under a 5 letter. So it's a 5s and 1s story. As much as I'm against people being mean to animals, there's cruelty everywhere, times billions every day. It's cruel for fluoridated toothpaste to be sold and given to kids in the form of fluoride pills. And you can just, it's cruel for kids to have cell phones when they're more vulnerable than adults. They're going to use them more. And surprise, surprise, you get these people, very young people getting cancers and rare cancers. All of that is cruel. And the thing is, it's on a bigger scale. This is one person doing one thing to one dog, and you can consequence them. By the way, it turned out they examined the dogs and they went, the dogs are fine. They didn't take her dogs. So she'll go before the court and she'll learn her lesson and whatnot. But we worry about the wrong things. It's not to say we shouldn't worry about pets, but life is completely turned around. The pyramid is upside down. We're worrying about the point of the pyramid instead of about the foundation. What is the foundation of our treatment of animals? What is the foundation of our treatment of other people? It's we have to be healthy and balanced and constructive and generous ourselves. And fundamentally, the system, which is to say the 1%, the people who have all the power and money, are the most unbalanced people in the history of the world. So do we really think we're accomplishing anything when she gets her little consequence? Are we accomplishing anything? Of course not. And it's the opposite. But the media loves it because this doesn't threaten them. It's a perfect distraction. It takes the blame right away from them. Oh, we can point our finger at Katie Brown. What a bad girl she was. Tape her mouth shut. And also it's that self-policing. The media always wants to encourage us to police each other. That's very valuable to them. When you do something to somebody, they can trace it back to you. If they don't like what you did, they will consequence you. But if we can get, if we the 1% can get third parties involved, it's like if A is in control, if we can get B and C to fight with each other, that's golden. Because you don't care if B dies, you don't care if C dies. And that's where we are today. Next story. Jabari Dean has been arrested and accused of threatening to kill white people at the University of Chicago in honor of Laquan McDonald. She's age 21, alleged to have written in the comments section of the World Star Hip Hop, whatever that is, that he would shoot 16 white male students and staff, one for each police bullet that killed 17-year-old McDonald. Well, only one of the bullets probably killed him, but I guess they're not too worried about those details. Let's look at the name, Jabari235, Total Discord, Dean, last name 696, good family name, they must be ashamed, 832 Total, 2 Destiny, Total Snapsville. What about his letters, 8th year under the 9 letter? Well, he might get consequence for this, I'm going to guess not, but were he to get consequence for this, he would be 9th year under the 9 year pretty quick, and that would fit. Threatening to kill white people, what's going on there? People listen to what they're brainwashed with. Someone put that thought into this guy's head. He didn't come up with it on his own. He doesn't have original numbers. How can the system be so distorted that one group can threaten other groups? Next story. Mikhail Bailey, age 19, the prime suspect in the slayings of 3 people in rural Canada. Well, he was shot by police on the afternoon of December the 1st. So let's have a look. 3 people killed November 29, 2 people and their daughter. He worked at a local McDonald's and had been dating the lady for 2 years. Quote, it wasn't a random homicide, they knew each other. Let's look at the prime suspect, Mikhail Clayton Bailey. Mikhail, M-I-C-K-E-L-L, 562. Previous story, 235. It's constant. Middle name Clayton, 729. Last name Bailey, 639. That last name can be fine if it's with a good first name. He has a horrible first name. Total of his 3 names, 922, 2 Destiny. Has just the first name and the last name, it's no better. 292 total. And he was under a 5-letter. It's the perfect storm of bad numbers. So now we'll analyze some of the people that got killed. Roxanne Berube, Roxanne371, Berube, B-E-R-U-B-E, 4489, Destiny. Under a 5-letter. Then the guy, Daniel Miller, who works in the McDonald's, 639 Daniel. Well, the killer was 639 last name. 516 Miller, 6 Destiny, good stuff. If he went by Dan, 191, that's more problematic. And their daughter, 3 Destiny, that's good, but under a 9-letter. You know, with some of these stories, especially when the person goes and does it, goes to the house or whatever and kills all the people, it's much more on the attacker. They have chosen. They've chosen that house. They've chosen that situation. The flaw of the people that get killed could be that they're a little too trusting, or they have a little more money than the average, or, you know, some little thing. And it's all on the attacker. Next story, Mendices Harris, the husband of Yandy Smith, was sentenced December 1st, 2015, to 8 years for his role in a heroin and cocaine drug trafficking conspiracy that went on for 7 years, 2005 to 2012. Here are the numbers, 5 to 10 pounds of cocaine and 15 pounds of heroin each year they trafficked. These are just staggering quantities. They got warrants or whatever, they looked in their safe deposit boxes. $911,000 in there. An additional $615,000 in cash was discovered in 2 homes. It's just boggling. As part of his plea agreement, Harris has agreed to forfeit $2.5 million in assets, including money he earns through his role in a TV show and speaking engagements. So let's have a look at these two people. Mendici's the guy that gets sentenced. Mendici's 786, Harris 191. Just had a 191, previous story. Total for the two names, 887, 7 Destiny. 7 does these secretive schemes. When he got arrested, 6 year, 7-4 month. Very testy month. Interesting, they got married this year, him and Yandy Smith. 9 year for him. Not recommended. Mendici's is under the 5 letter. What about her now? She gets involved with someone that's a drug trafficker. Did it. That's his full-time job, seemingly. Or I think there's a relative that helped him out. So she's in the 6 year this year. 2-8 month right now. She's talking closure. This is good. Now we have closure. We know what the punishment is. Well, fair enough. When they got married this year, 4-1 month. Definitely a testy month. And she's under the 5 letter. Surprise! And apparently that guy, Tyrus Harris, had a minor role in the conspiracy. Let's look at his numbers. Tyrus 314. Harris, again, the 191 last name, 5 Destiny. 6th year under the 9. He gets 5 years in prison. He's going to go through that 9th year under the 9. It's going to be tough. Next story, Martinez Smith Payne, age 13, was fatally shot in St. Louis while allegedly taking items from an unlocked car along with two other teens. So at 12:45 a.m., so 1 in the morning, a bunch of teens get the bright idea, let's go and rob cars. I guess a cousin of this person, age 14, 1 year older, survived. Let's look at the cousin. Ernest Williams, Ernest 189, short in your life. Whew. Williams 178, 8 Destiny, better Destiny, under a 5 letter. And with all his ones, that cousin, the one, it's like, if I wanted, I'd take it. It's sort of simple like that. And then we have that cousin's mom, Catrice Jones. Catrice, 674, it's pretty good. Jones, 279, it's not good. No backbone, no strength, no discipline. This is what your child ends up doing. When she's 6 years under the 9 letter, she's got to watch this meltdown of her child. It's hard on her. All right, the 13-year-old who gets shot, Martinez, 617, the last name, 674, 382 total, 2 Destiny. Why work hard when you can take it? Letters under the name, 9th year under the 9 letter. The mom, pretty reasonable numbers, 5th year under the 9 letter. Here's some quotes from the mom. You can't keep an eye on a child 24/7. Kids are going to be kids, and they're boys. I know that I raised Martinez to the best of my ability, being a single black parent, whatever that means. He was a good kid. He just made a bad decision. I don't have any evidence he was a good kid. Sorry. Martinez Smith Payne was reported missing June 11. After running away from home without his medication, they said at the time he had ADHD and bipolar. He was found 6 days later. So he's off running away from home at age 12. 2 years ago, Martinez lost 4 fingers in a fireworks accident when he was 10. His mother told the news station her son held the firework in his hand and lit it without realizing the damage it could cause. What's going on there again? The mom is not capable of supervision, is that right? I got really confused by that. When he basically almost blows his finger off, he's 6 years under the 9 and she was like 3rd year under the 9. You didn't learn anything from that, don't you see? They're opening the door of this unlocked car. The owner comes out and starts shooting at them, no warning. Well, Missouri has a self-defense law known as the Castle Doctrine, passed in 2000, and protects homeowners from being charged or being found liable for damages if they harm invaders. Well, this is exactly how it should be everywhere. Your home is your castle, someone invades it, you get to shoot them. Just sweep them off into the gutter and have the street sweeper come along and scoop them up. We're far too tolerant. We're far too nice to people who are destroying society. And there's a large chunk of people who are dedicated night and day to destroying society. We are vastly over-tolerant of that. Next story, San Francisco officer Christopher Kors, age 38, is accused of hitting two men with his car at 2:20 in the morning on November 29. Then he fled the scene. He was off duty. This guy's a bit of a hunk, bit of a stud. He's got fans. Let's look at his numbers. Christopher, 224, not at all constructive. Kors, last name, K-O-H-R-S, 628, good name. Total of his two names, 3 Destiny. As Chris, and then the last name, 2 Destiny. Well, when you got threes and twos around, you're going to attract. We have part of his birthday, but not enough to work out his cycle. There's a webpage called Half Korean. I'm guessing he's half Korean. And these guys are fans of him. And they had a big, long question and answer interview with him. And it's really quite insightful about him. about being a cop. A good read, recommended. I think I eventually did get his birthday. I had to go through the cached copy of a web page where someone might have shut it down, but then they have a cached copy. Someone saved a copy of it. So it turns out he's in a 1 year, 5-6 month. Things can get expensive in that 6 month. 7-3 day, disappointing in the latter half. I guess this was probably in the morning of the 29th, so let's see. Well, it's a 7-3 day, it's just not good in almost at any time of the day. The 7 starts out testy, the 3 finishes testy. But the point is, he was probably drinking, right? Quality that likes to drink is the 3. 3 Destiny, and then it's Chris, 933 first name. Next story, Anthony Karinczyk, age 22, is accused of stabbing his 34-year-old girlfriend to death. Anthony, 797, Karinczyk, 944, 2 Destiny, Snapsville. If he's nicknamed to Tony, often an Anthony becomes Tony. Tony is 652, and he's under 5 letter. The girlfriend is Colleen, was Colleen Straw, Straw 189, shorten your life. Before she died, she called 911 and told the police that she'd been attacked by her boyfriend in her apartment. It's unfortunate, unnecessary, and unfair. Next story, mother claims Wi-Fi allergy killed her 15-year-old daughter and accuses school of failing to safeguard children. Jenny Fry, age 15, was found in woodland near her home this year after texting a friend telling her she would not be going to school and intended to kill herself. Her daughter suffered with tiredness, headaches, and bladder problems as a direct result of wireless internet connections at her school. By the way, I noticed personally a direct, massive improvement in my bladder function after we shielded this house from microwave radiation. It was unmistakable, it was unexpected, and it was sustained. And I'm just way healthier and more vital and better on every level since we shielded. It's an unmistakable benefit. And here's the thing, I never expected to notice anything. All I was doing was reacting. We were being attacked. I put up a shield. I put up a defense. Really, that's, my mind was completely focused on that. The benefits, it's like we got paid to shield and someone comes around with a check every week and gives us a check. The benefits, the health benefits. So it's not a matter of faking symptoms. I wasn't expecting symptoms. I was maybe expecting to feel slightly better. Probably that's it. Jenny was getting ill, and so was I, said the mom. I did some research, found out how dangerous Wi-Fi could be, so I had it taken out of the house. Both Jenny and I were fine at home, but Jenny continued to be ill at school in certain areas. The mother, Deborah Fry, Deborah 663, Fry 764, 437 total. Here's the thing. She's got 7s and 4s in the last name, 4s and 7s in the total, 4s and 7s. First of all, the 7 is sensitive to this kind of thing, more sensitive than the average person. They are tuned, they tune themselves to this, they can't help it. Also, once you know, it's one thing to be attacked by something invisible that you don't know about, but once you know, it's very hard to put up with it. Absolutely. They were making her take detentions in rooms that were making her ill. So she knows where the problems are. She knows where the Wi-Fi routers are. And they're making her take detentions in those rooms. So I say in my notes, I smell a lawsuit. I remember saying to the school, if someone had a peanut allergy, you wouldn't make them work surrounded by peanuts. Well, that's a good point. Let's look at the head teacher who was her main opposition, Simon Duffy. Simon 617, the negative side of the 6, and there's not much of a negative side to it. But one of the two main negative qualities, potentially, is that they're a know-it-all. The 6 does know more than the average person, but they know it in the sense of memory. They see a fact, they remember a fact. So then they think they know something. It's not the same thing. All you know is a fact, but the fact could be wrong. If the fact is wrong, then what you know is actually hurting you. So don't be a know-it-all. The last name, Duffy 358, in my notes I say it's a good arguer. It's a good combination on the positive side, but it'd be a great person at arguing. Total of the two names, 955. I summarized the 955 here saying, in quotes, I'll fight you forever. That's who she was up against. She was up against someone with very strong numbers, discordant numbers, and someone who would fight her forever. You know, there's no doubt that microwave radiation is a pure negative. It's too bad the daughter didn't look for another school or get homeschooled. Daughter's name, Jenny Fry, by the way, as Jennifer, 189, shorten your life. She knows it, she feels it. As Jenny, her nickname, as she goes by, 595. Once again, once you know it's a threat, imagine having to put up with it. It's very difficult. 9 Destiny, under a 5 letter. Oh, she's got a lot of 5 around. It got to the stage where she would hide herself away in unused classrooms in the school to work just so she could escape the Wi-Fi. Jenny left letters for us where she said she couldn't cope with her allergies from Wi-Fi anymore. Just because Wi-Fi is new and all around us doesn't mean it's safe. Wi-Fi and children do not mix. This is quoting from the story. Much more research needs to be done into this because I believe that Wi-Fi killed my daughter. She was found in the woodland near her home. She did have her life shortened. She was under megafies and put into an intolerable situation. Next story, University of Illinois students form white student union. Quote, so all races can be equally represented on campus. How did the university respond? They contacted Facebook and got them to shut the webpage down. Quote, it is disturbing and cowardly that someone would create an anonymous and senseless social media page, so this is the university talking, specifically designed to intimidate others, including and especially our students. When we became aware of the page, we immediately contacted Facebook and requested that it be removed. So the know-it-all campus spokeswoman is Robin Kaler, Robin 674, Kaler 652, double shot of the six, and a six destiny, a triple shot. She knows it all. Quoting, campus administrators gave obligatory statements claiming to support the First Amendment's freedom of speech, but they really don't, as evidenced by the interim Chancellor Barbara Wilson. Wilson has got a six in it, who wrote in a message to the student body, we recognize the right to free speech, and we encourage you to exercise that right when you see examples of racism, discrimination, or intimidation on our campus. She went on to characterize the white student union page as extremely disturbing, obviously clueless about her own hypocrisy. That interim chancellor has a 999 total. A naturalnews.com review of the White Student Union Facebook page found no evidence of intimidation, discrimination, or racism in any of the posts to date. And I say, of course, this is all totally one-sided, all this nonsense. One group is allowed to become militant, one group is allowed to complain about everything, the other group, and there is other groups of people, they're not allowed to do anything. That's how unfair this is. George Orwell's quote comes to mind, all animals are equal, but some animals are more equal than others. Next story, Cynthia Robinson of Sly and the Family Stone dies of cancer at age 71. Cynthia 178, that's a hard name in a woman, not good. Robinson 347, there's the music influence. Total of her two names, 426 total, there's the cancer, the four number. She was a four on the birthday. That doesn't help. When she dies, she's in a four-year, 8-3-month latter half. Cancer got her for sure. By the numbers. Next story, Oscar Pistorius, found guilty of murder, faces 15 years in prison. So they retried the guy who had got off. Here's the thing. Everyone knows, and he admits, that he shot his girlfriend. But he cooked up a story saying that he thought she was an intruder. He was in the bathroom. He was afraid. He shot her through the door. It's interesting, Pistorius, 922, total snapsville. When this happened, he was a 3 under a 2, and he was in a 4-year as well, and an 8-3 month as well, and a 4-3 day. Wow. The testiest year, one of the worst months, and a very testy day, a 4-3 day. And he was under one letter, which is hard physical things. Basically, the potential for violence is there. What about the girlfriend, Riva Rebecca Steenkamp, who was like a model? Riva 246, the last name 235, a lot of two around, with just the first and last name, two destiny, all the names together, three destiny. She would be, you know, very vivacious, and a lot of people would like her, I imagine. And then a three in the birthday. When she got shot, 7-year, 2-9-month in itself, it can be an ending, right? And then a 7-9 day. And it was the first part of the 7-year, so the year was testy, the month was not good, the day was not good. And she was 6th year under the 9 letter. And I guess the way the laws are there, that if you know at the time when you shoot that you have a potential for harming someone, you can get prosecuted for that. In South Africa, this is what happened. The identity of the victim is irrelevant. Even if he was shooting a burglar, in other words, he could get prosecuted. So the judge, who does a good job of dispensing justice, no questions asked, just straight to the business of things, one destiny with all of his names. And otherwise, quite two-ish. Two-ish in the first name, two-ish in the last name, two in the total of those two names. And the two, they love to have the rule book. When you're a judge, you can just quote the rules. Here is this judge ruling by the rules. He's not even ruling, you know, making a decision himself. He's just going, by the book, you're guilty. End of story. Next story, Peking Duck. That's D-U-K. Fan infiltrates backstage by fooling security guard with Wikipedia edit. Australian music duo hail genius mastermind move by fan David Spargo, who altered the band's Wikipedia page with a fake entry listing him as a relation. He shows that to security, they let him in. He goes backstage, he has a few beers with the guys, they think it's hilarious. Apparently, as of just a few days ago, he was still listed on their webpage as family with an added word legend. Isn't that great? We might end up having a couple of beers with him. I've got to tip my hat to that guy's kahunas. Well, fair enough. We need more men with balls in this world. Now imagine if he turned his talents to something useful. By the way, let's look at his numbers. The guy who does all this, David134. Well, that's a technical number there, right? The four. So you know how to edit Wikipedia. Sometimes the shortest distance between two points, just edit it, right? The thing is, edits get reverted. There's automatic reversion mechanisms. But if you edit it in the line and you show it to the guy in the line, they don't have a time to revert the entry. So even though the systems catch it eventually, he still benefits in the short term. Last name, Spargo764. Well, there's more of the technical, the four and the seven. We've seen sevens who can be like forgers and that kind of thing. Like, the seven can get really into something. Total of his two names, 898. There's no more successful a combination than an 898. This guy went right to the top by doing this. It's really quite funny, but it illustrates the numbers too. Next story. Vile attackers film vicious assault on disabled man's phone before posting footage on his Facebook page. Basically, guys break in, they steal a guy's phone, and they start to leave. The guy pursues them, he's disabled, and they proceed to beat him up. And one guy's filming the other guy beating him up. It's really pretty awful. I just want to say for the record, in this case I did watch the video, I usually don't. First of all, I have JavaScript turned off, so that usually makes it impossible to watch them, which is good. Also, there's usually no information in a video, and I don't particularly want to have that burned into my brain. Anyway, in this case, as I say, I did watch it. The video of the brutal and senseless attack, allegedly carried out by these two people, was released by police. Have a look at the name of the two actors. Nike Deshaun Walker. Nike, N-I-K-E-Y. Hell for a first name. It's five-ish and one-ish. The five can be seriously aggressive and destructive, and the one, physical expression. All of the names together, 562. Total discord, two doesn't want to work for a living. And again, more of the five quality. Their name is about as bad as a name gets. Then I look at the next guy, Shadeed, S-H-A-D-E-E-D 281. Look out. Last name, Bay, B-E-Y 595. Mega lookout. And as soon as I work that out, I'm like, okay, that's as bad as a name gets. But just imagine the mentality. You break in, you steal a guy's phone. That in itself is very odd. There's two of you, and you end up with one guy's phone. The numbers don't add up. Why are you doing this? To me, when I hear what they took, that it took two of them to do it, that they filmed the whole thing, these are career criminals. These are people that have grown up stealing stuff. That's all they know. From the youngest age, either they were stealing stuff or they watched other people stealing stuff. Put them away. Put them away for a long time. They're useless to life. Next story, man charged after missing Ohio teen found in Missouri. I think the teen, you know, there's something illegal done by this guy to this teenager, underage person. So let's have a look at the guy, Christopher Schroeder, age 41. Christopher 224, not at all constructive. It's just no surprise that this guy would be involved in this kind of thing with that name. Schroeder, last name, S-C-H-R-O-E-D-E-R, 775. Again, it's no surprise. Total of the two names, 999. Tragedies and losses under the seven letter. For me personally, being able to analyze people's numbers, their names and turning it into numbers, and then seeing their quality through the numbers, it gives me a vastly better picture of the person, and it takes a lot of the responsibility off the person. It doesn't mean that what they did was okay, but what it means is their name pushes them in a certain way. Their name robs them of opportunities. Their name, you know, really stinks. Ultimately, it creates understanding. I empathize with these people. I feel bad for them, and it frankly ticks me off that the people who control us are keeping this information from everybody. They want this to happen. What this guy did to this teen, the 1% want that to happen. Just stew on that for a minute. Next story, Britain votes in favor of bombing Syria on December 2nd, 2015. Well, I tell you, these fake mass assaults, they're great for stirring up business. Next story, Belgian pedophiles' namesakes change surnames. So there's a guy, Mark Dutroux, D-U-T-R-O-U-X. He does something bad. Belgians become so disgusted. One-third of the people with the same last name as this guy, they apply to have their surname changed. The irony of this? Dutroux's last name is pretty good. It's his first name that's bad. And then I think he had a 415 total. So it's his first name, which is the same as Williams, by the way. And then the total of the two names, which is the bad numbers. So this is what happens when you're trying to self-medicate, but you don't know what you're doing. Intuitively, they want to distance themselves from a name, but first name, last name, total, there's three different phenomena there. 81 combinations, over 6,500 possibilities. Just guessing what to do doesn't work out. Not to mention, even if your last name was bad, if you only changed your last name, you're just taking the lottery dice, the 81-sided dice, with four good numbers on it, and you're just throwing the dice. Because the last name gets added to the first name. Let's say you have a 696 first name, Alex or Don. Michael, good first name. And you don't like your Dutroux last name, and you're like, I want the Williams last name. So now you got a 178, hard, tough, solid Williams. Add the two names together, 775. Next story, Jimmy Carter is quoted as saying, the U.S. is an oligarchy with unlimited political bribery. Well, doesn't that perfectly summarize it? That's what we're living in today, unlimited political bribery. And then he adds that they have created a complete subversion of our political system as a payoff to major contributors. I saw somewhere that some group had contributed like $90 million to a presidential campaign. Yeah, $90 million. 100 times more than we normally hear of for contributions. I forget what the entity was, but something you can bet that was as crooked as the day is long. Finally, Carter says, both Democrats and Republicans look upon this unlimited money as a great benefit to themselves. Well, it's refreshing to hear him being honest. What is he, 80 years old? It's a shame that people wait until this late in their career to be honest. Next story, Planned Parenthood videos tell gruesome story of organ harvesting operation. Apparently, four videos have been released so far by this group called Center for Medical Progress that did these hidden camera interviews. I'll have the link for this. I know it seems like I'm flogging a dead horse, but I have a choice. I can either read this wall of text to you and then you'll be like, oh, that's bad, or you can check it out for yourself. But basically, it systematically, precisely details how these people are breaking the law, and yet the government is giving them hundreds of millions of dollars. As a related story, one of the, I guess the House Oversight Committee was interviewing the Planned Parenthood people, one of them Richards. I think Richards is one of the high-ups in the organization. And they're basically trying to say that abortions are not a big part of their business. So the committee said, well, can you divide up what percentage of your patients were abortion patients if it's not a big part of your business? And this Richards person said 12%. There's only one problem is that when you look into it, Planned Parenthood makes 86% of its money outside of the federal funds that are handed to it. It makes 86% of its money from abortions. So it's a big part of the business. And I guess they've claimed that Planned Parenthood provides mammograms. It turns out they don't. They don't have the equipment, and they don't. So blatant lies. But they're trying to deflect away from the abortion business. If Planned Parenthood was called the abortion clinics, how would we look at it? I'm not necessarily against abortions. I'm against misrepresentation, theft of funds, out-and-out lying, you know, breaking the law and getting away with it. It's the getting away with it and being sanctioned at the highest levels, and it just never stops. It just shows you how corrupt the systems are and how unfixable they are. Because even when it's all put in front of us for everyone to see, we don't change it. So then they're saying that if Planned Parenthood doesn't get its money and if you shifted the care to community health centers, then this Richards person is trying to claim that that would block access for women's health. Well, it turns out these community health centers, there's 10 times as many of them as Planned Parenthood clinics. So it sounds like it would provide 10 times as much support. And according to this article, they say the best question they asked this Richards person was, if federal funds do not go to abortion services, would ending federal funding reduce abortion services? Well, now that's a trick question. So if you admit that the funds go to abortions, well, then you're violating federal law. If you admit the funds aren't needed, they wouldn't reduce abortion services, well, then you undercut the need for funding. This Richards had no answers. I guess this Richards had apologized for the tone and statements in the videos, the hidden camera videos. And so this Republican Jim Jordan asked, if you'd done nothing wrong, why did you apologize? She had no answer. Miss Richards had claimed that no baby had ever been born alive and then aborted. But then there's direct testimony contradicting that. There have been repeated claims that Planned Parenthood is a non-profit. Well, it turns out last year Planned Parenthood made $127 million in profit. So the government is giving you probably hundreds of millions, and you make hundreds of millions in profit. Are we starting to see a problem there? In addition, Planned Parenthood spent $40 million on travel and parties last year, which works out to $13,000 a day. Finally, this Planned Parenthood has regularly claimed that the hidden camera videos that were released were selectively edited. Well, two forensic examiners have gone in and found that's false. They say there's no dubbing, no alteration of the audio, no evidence of misrepresentative editing. Next story, president of a college that won't hire lesbian, gay, bi, transgender, queer people, abbreviated as LGBTQ people, says that student protesters should grow up. Quote, I actually had a student come forward after a university chapel service and complain because he felt victimized by a sermon, said the college's president, Everett Piper. It appears that this young scholar felt offended because a homily on love made him feel bad for not showing love. Our culture has actually taught our kids to be this self-absorbed and narcissistic. Anytime their feelings are hurt, they are the victims. Anyone who dares challenge them and thus makes them feel bad about themselves is a hater, a bigot, an oppressor, and a victimizer. Think about that. It's very true. These days, when you say something that makes someone else feel bad, you become the problem. I've experienced this firsthand many, many times, to the point where you accept it. When you meet screwed up people, you get screwed up responses. If you're more interested in playing the hater card, then you are in confessing your own hate. If you want to arrogantly lecture rather than humbly learn, if you don't want to feel guilt in your soul when you are guilty, if you want to be enabled rather than confronted, there are many universities across the land that will give you exactly what you want. But Oklahoma Wesleyan isn't one of them. Isn't that great? We are just bending over backward to the absolute wrong people right now. We've been doing it. It's a progressive thing. They know how to drip. They know how to boil frogs slowly. They know what they're doing. So that it just becomes a habit. Was it Jethro Tull had an album and it was called What Were Once Vices Are Now Habits? A thing is started, it seems ridiculous when it started. Like political correctness. When that started, I thought it was ridiculous. I mean, I think it's worse than ridiculous. I think it's super evil and destructive. But when it started, we collectively thought it was stupid. But now, collectively, we accept it and we apply it. We live it. We teach it to our kids. Think about that. Next story, the CDC, by definition, is a private corporation. We hear CDC, which stands for Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Well, it turns out it's listed in the official Dun & Bradstreet directory as a for-profit corporation. Why do we listen to the CDC? We're taught to. The media just quotes them as if they are the government. So this company, this CDC company, is behind all the push for vaccines and, of course, many other types of lunacy. It's like the Federal Reserve. We listen to them. They are a private company, completely dictating the world's economic policy, completely dictating everything, and it's a private company. Next story, a clerical error in data breach involving 6 million voters. I guess the Secretary of the State of Georgia, Brian Kemp, had released the Social Security numbers, birth dates, driver's license numbers, and other private information of all registered voters in Georgia. And this was all because of a programmer who messed up. So I thought, well, let's get the name of the guy. Gary Cooley. Gary156. It's okay. That's probably not the name that messed up. Cooley. COOLEY 843. I think we found the oops. Total of his two names, 999. You know, the thing about a 999 is it isn't just a small oops. It isn't just a medium one. It's the biggest. While Cooley does acknowledge a role in the gaffe, he also outlined a more complicated series of missteps and miscommunications, both within Kemp's office and with PCC Technology Group, an outside vendor tasked with managing voter data for the state. All of that's fair comment, fair enough, I'm sure it's the case. Government and computers, they're just totally messed up. I've worked in government departments, fortunately never employed by the government, but as a techie or an outside person. And the incompetence is so pervasive. Basically, everyone there just accepts it. But this guy gets pinned with it in part because of his name. Got a quote of the week. I told my doctor I got all the exercise I needed, being a pallbearer for all my friends who run and do exercises. Winston Churchill. It turns out, as ridiculous as that quote has always seemed, it turns out there's a grain of truth in it. The people who run those excessive amounts, I think it was like 20 miles or more in a week, are in just as bad a health as those who don't run at all. Well, this week's Floydcast has been very abbreviated, the news portion, because they've got these false flags they're peddling, and they plaster them all over the media, and so Google News doesn't choose to report anything else except for these fake attacks, so that allows me to get to my of the weeks. I'm going to have to blow the dust off this section here. Bad driver of the week. Google's lame demo shows us how far its robo-car has come. I thought this was a good read. The Google car, the self-driving car, it seems like a smart design. Help yourself to reading it. Next, bad driver of the week story, the transformative potential of self-driving electric cars. And this is a Vox opinion piece, so it's a little bit more neutral than some of the other media sources. Good read as well. Third, bad driver of the week story, 5,000 pedestrians were killed by motor vehicles in 2013, 15% higher than in 2009. In 2004, 1% of pedestrians killed were using their cell phones at the time. 6 years later, in 2010, 3.5% were using their cell phones. Honestly, I'm surprised it's that low. I bet you today it's double that. Re-listen of the week. I put it on a short loop, the McFarlane USA, that video, great movie. When you pop the DVD and it's sitting at the menu, it plays a one-minute loop. It's just wonderful. I have that as my transition music when I'm waiting for something to load or save or this or that. And when I think about it, I'll just fire that on. It's like a complete thought. It's like a wonderful quotation, only expressed in music. Truly, truly beautiful. My reread of the week. Getting a lot of physics books these days. I'm going to Amazon and I get the used books. Try and get hardcover if I can. I only request books that I can't get from the libraries. The other thing is, if I think I'm really going to tear a book to pieces, in other words, I'm going to really get into it, really process it, then I'll get the book so that I can mark it up. All thanks to this guy, Unzicker, Alexander Unzicker, who's this German physicist who he sees things as they are, sees them clearly, he's very critical, he's very insightful, and he got me started. Whenever he mentions a book, I make a note. I want to check it out because maybe half the time it's worth something. Like there was one book I've got, the introduction is really exceptional, and you sort of have to take what you can get. When the majority of physicists are doing the wrong thing, you're not going to get a large number of books where everyone's doing the right thing. It's not going to happen. It's like if you have a tidal wave, a tsunami sweeping over the landscape, you're not going to run into a lot of undamaged buildings. You might see one, go 10 miles, 20 miles, see another one. It's going to be few and far between, and you have to take what you can get. But it shouts opportunity. For those who were thinking of going into physics, conventional physics, it says don't do that. Choose the proper way. Become a critic. Become a cynic. Become a professional skeptic of physics. Because these tides, they change. Today, we're being lied to with our physics. 100 years ago, people were doing awfully good physics. And it's reasonable that 5 or 10 years from now, they'll be doing good physics again. Especially if the spring loop theory thing takes off. I hear that guy knows what he's talking about. I'm going to officially delete something from my reread of the week, something I was meaning to get to. There's a guy, Timothy Spearman, and he's written about William Shakespeare. His website is called shakesaspear.com, because that's what Shakespeare means. This guy wrote some really interesting articles. I'm like, prolific, a lot of it. Very good analysis of all kinds of subjects. And then, a few months back, he appears to have just snapped. Completely snapped. Don't know what's happened. So, I still get his posts, his periodic posts, sent to me, and I just read the summaries, and he's gone cuckoo. That's what it seems like to me. Interesting that his name is Tim or Timothy, and I had talked just last week or the week before about I haven't met a solid Tim Timothy. Another one bites the dust, another good one. Rewatch of the week. I watched this, and I might have commented already, I apologize if I have. JFK to 9/11, everything is a rich man's trick. This one's long, it's like 3 hours long. It covers everything. Much of what it covers we've heard about before, but it's just really well done. I think the person is British. It's thoroughly researched. Just on JFK alone, if you watch it only for that portion or for that whole conspiracy, you will guarantee learn a lot, or you will be exposed to a lot of new thoughts. He's really done some innovative work there. Good stuff. Cool and uncool thing of the week? Uncool thing of the week, bears, too, get scared by UFO. But really, it's by UAVs. What is UAV? Unpiloted aerial vehicle? By drones. Researchers found, despite the bears' calm demeanor in the presence of drones, their heart rates soar, a sign of acute stress. Well, who needed a sign? We had one bear increase her heart rate by approximately 400%, from 41 beats a minute to 162. Humans, we would die. We cannot get to 400% of our heart rate, of our resting heart rate. Even 3 is probably we're going to die, 300%. This drone thing, again, they have a massive incentive to do this. It's all the self-policing, it's all the distraction stuff, and it allows them to snoop on whoever they want. Seriously uncool, caffeine inhalers rush to serve the energy challenge. So this device is called the Eagle Energy Vapor. Basically, you can now inhale caffeine through this device. The disposable inhaler, which is $9, lasts about 500 puffs. I mean, it's so cheap, it's ridiculous. It's like a penny and a half a puff. Coffee is $5 versus 2 cents. Although each inhaler contains only 2 milligrams of caffeine, compared with about 150 milligrams of many 12-ounce cups of coffee, the company says 10 to 20 puffs constitute a standard serving. Indeed, that was enough to give this reporter a buzz. So it's like a much more efficient delivery vehicle for caffeine, which can kill you. And now it appears much smaller amounts of it can kill you because you're absorbing it or it's hitting you more effectively. I guess they elaborate and they say that the rate of absorption into the bloodstream is faster when you inhale it than when you ingest it, and so the drug levels can go up a lot quicker. So I'm going to guess that when you inhale it, you get a quicker buzz, but then it dies off quicker. Another uncool of the week. 46 states allow parents to force LGBTQ convert their kids. I think this is uncool when you can force convert. I know I've talked about this before, but it's a Vox opinion piece on the subject. Some subjects you have to let each person decide when they're old enough. In other words, when they run into it or when they ask you a question, rather than starting at an early age and brainwashing. Which is to say, getting them used to whatever it is you're getting them used to. It can be anything bad. It can be drinking, smoking, even drinking coffee. It can be the fact that you don't like to shower. I'm just against that being condoned. And some things are just more controversial. They have a greater effect. Maybe the best way to say it is it's harder for kids to filter it out. Alcohol. I mean, there are many adult alcoholics that got their start because of their parents. Their parents drank, they drink. They didn't sort it out. Maybe alcohol is the best one to compare it to because alcohol is illegal for young people, but it's legal for adults. And maybe some concepts are exactly the same way. They should be not promoted as being okay or not okay, for that matter, to kids. It should be off limits to talk about them to kids until they are of an age where they can actually understand it or have a better chance of understanding it. My extended read of the week, Floyd Mayweather received banned IV before Pacquiao fight. The day before his fight against Manny Pacquiao, Floyd Mayweather took 2 intravenous infusions totaling 750 milliliters. That's 3/4 of a quart, roughly. So like 3 cups of fluid, a couple of pounds. Bags contain mixtures of saline and vitamins, but their contents are irrelevant. Any IVs over 50 milliliters, which is 2 ounces, are strictly banned. The Nevada State Athletic Commission, which sanctioned the fight, did not learn of the IV until 3 weeks after the fight, by which time Mayweather had already sought and received an exemption from his favored drug testing agency. Thomas Hauser has reported a story that should leave readers entirely cynical about the motives of the United States Anti-Doping Agency. We got a link on that. You should read the whole story for the bigger picture of how USADA, headed by Travis Tigert, Lance Armstrong's personal javert, I don't know what that is, gives favored treatments to its most frequent and higher-paying clients. Mayweather apparently tested positive for illegal performance-enhancing drugs on 3 separate occasions. Each time, USADA gave Mayweather an inadvertent use waiver and did so before his B samples were tested. Because of that, the positive results did not have to be reported to his opponents. You know, the point is you're getting an advantage and you're getting it at the key time, just before a fight. In a completely unrelated fact, USADA was paid $150,000 to handle the drug testing for the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight. If you think about it, drug testing is in the $500 category. So if you get 150 grand to do something that costs you $500, what is the other money for? And turns out this is four times more than they charged for a title fight 2 weeks earlier. After his weigh-in on May 1st of this year, Mayweather received a 250 milliliter mixture of saline and multivitamins and 500 milliliters of saline and vitamin C. That translates to 16% of average blood volume. That's a pretty hefty addition to your body. Quote, the benefit is obvious. There's no more rapid way to rehydrate after making weight. But the World Anti-Doping Agency bans all IVs because they have a potentially sinister purpose. They can dilute or mask the presence of another substance. USADA purports to use WADA's regulations, but despite the IV being strictly against the rules, it did not notify the NSAC. May 19, Mayweather applies for a retroactive therapeutic use exemption for the IV. He gets it the next day, and then a day after that, the USADA finally tells the NSAC, well, this is long after the fight has already happened, long after all the bets have been paid. Bob Bennett, who worked for the FBI before assuming his present position as the executive director of the Nevada State Athletic Commission, has this to say. The TUE for Mayweather's IV, and the IV was administered at his house, not in a medical facility, and wasn't brought to our attention at the time, was totally unacceptable. I made it clear to Travis Tiger that this should not have happened again. We have the sole authority to grant any and all TUEs in the state of Nevada. USADA is a drug testing agency. USADA should not be granting waivers and exemptions. Not in this state. We are less than pleased that USADA acted the way it did. Oh, I guess TUE is therapeutic use exemption. Retroactive therapeutic use exemptions are not standard in the industry, but were made available for this fight in the contract Mayweather and Pacquiao signed. Remember, it was Mayweather's insistence on strict drug testing that held up the bout for so long. And Mayweather's long insinuations that Pacquiao was doping, over which Pacquiao eventually filed a defamation suit that was settled out of court. You know, the best defense is to attack. If you don't want people to accuse you of being a racist, call someone else a racist. It seems like that's what Mayweather did here. That contract and those drug testing procedures not only brought in USADA, but allowed for the exemption that Mayweather used to clear his name before the sanctioning body was even aware he had broken the rules. On May 2nd, the day of the fight, Manny Pacquiao applied directly to the NSAC for a therapeutic use exemption for an injection of legal painkiller Toradol. He was turned down and refused the shot because his request had not been made in a timely manner, whereas Mayweather can do it 3 weeks late. Boxing's shady. Mayweather is shady, but no one is shadier than USADA, which, in addition to its contracted work, received $10 million a year from the federal government. The head of the highly suspect USADA, a non-government company, is Travis Tiger. Let's look at Travis Tiger. Travis178, like Williams, selfish. I want it, I get it. And with the 8 there, it's pursuing the money. What about Tigart? T-Y-G-A-R-T, 191, total selfishness there, total imbalance. Total of his two names, 279, total 9, destiny. 279, total, truth challenged. The full article, that was just an excerpt, makes Mayweather look 10 times worse. Because he's done this before. Mayweather 382, the two, truth challenged. My fact of the week. A survey of 1,000 students in South Korea found 3/4 of children own a smartphone by the age of 11 or 12, and they spend an average of 5.5 hours a day with their smartphone. And they think 25% of South Korean children are addicted to their smartphones. I was in a library yesterday, and just by circumstances, I had a long wait. Two different checkout people, but both had a lot of work to do, and I had to wait 10 minutes. But while I was waiting, one of the people, she had her two children there, and her two children were waiting, and they were pretty bored. One of them had a giant cell phone, probably her cell phone. Wasn't doing anything particularly meaningful with the phone, but once you know the threat of cell phones, just seeing them anywhere is really insidious. It's really nasty and ugly. We truly have no idea, and it's down to the level of little kids playing and it's like sucking your thumb. It's like a pacifier to them. And they are more vulnerable, not less. Next fact, 18% of people with student debt exceeding $100,000 default on that debt. This, by the way, I just learned indirectly from someone else's experience that they apply for student loans. They apply for all the types you can apply for. They get their grant. They get their loan. You don't have to pay the interest on. They get the one that you have to pay interest on. What we didn't know, pretty insane. You're a student. You're not making money. They start charging you interest right away on one of the loans. When I went to university, this admittedly is in Canada, You got a grant and a loan. They never started charging interest on the loan, I think, until 1 year after you finished being a student, which is entirely reasonable. The whole student loan thing is as ugly as life gets, and yet it's just one of the many things these days. Next fact, a drink a day may be cancer-causing. This was on today.com. I'm sure it's old news now, and I've already said it many, many times. There's a bunch of facts related in the story. The first comment I have is, why is maybe in the title? It's a toxin. When you consume a toxin, you are automatically increasing your chance of cancer because it's something bad. Think of it like if you ate rocks, is it reasonable to assume that it would adversely affect your health? Well, yes. Yes, it's reasonable, and you don't have to say maybe. Quoting from the story, people who drank more experienced a higher risk of cancer. One alcoholic beverage daily caused increased risk of alcohol-related cancers, including cancers of the breast, liver, bowel, throat, mouth, esophagus, and larynx. Alcohol, when you take it in, has to be metabolized. The first breakdown product is called acetaldehyde. It's an aldehyde, like formaldehyde, only a different variation. The thing is, formaldehyde and its family of compounds, they're known to be carcinogens. Simple as that. Another thing to consider, a drink a day remains good for heart health. They put that right into the story. Can you believe that? Nasty stuff. Here's a fact that I've had for a few months, and you know, I'm just scanning through this file here, and it's really kind of interesting given the current events. The United Nations asked for a $19 billion bailout to fund a response to, quote, humanitarian crises in Syria, South Sudan, and Nepal this year. In my notes, I say, who believes this garbage? These are areas of operation for the global police as they race to establish their new world order. Well, we've seen exactly that in Syria. The balls, the chutzpah, the gall of the most powerful people, it knows no bounds. So here they are asking for $19 billion that's going to go directly to their pockets while they proceed to bomb Syria. Truly mind-boggling. My sugar-free story of the week, article on Natural News, include peanuts in your meals to boost cardiovascular health. Simple. Peanuts are just ridiculously cheap. You don't need to buy Nutella or something that has sugar added. Go buy squirrel peanut butter. Get Adam's peanut butter or peanut butter that has nothing but peanuts. And if you like a bit of salt, they're like three times cheaper than other nuts, the cheapest protein I know of. You can eat them anytime. You can put them in a, you know, they keep for days and weeks, probably months. Throw them in a little Ziploc and keep that in your backpack or your car as an emergency food in your glove box. Peanuts are wonderful, and there's no sugar, there's no starch, there's no carbohydrate. There's probably a little bit of carbohydrate, but one of the things is when you eat proteins, when you eat fats, they slow down the assimilation of any carbohydrates. It's one of the ways to manage your blood sugar is to make sure you always have a protein, substantial protein at the same time as you have any kind of a sugar. So peanuts, let's hear one for peanuts. My quote of the week, a lot of charities spend $1 million on a fundraiser to make $15,000. It's a social swirl. They do some great stuff, and then it's called mission drift. It becomes more about the parties. This guy is Sam Simon. His real name is Samuel Michael Simmons. He's a writer and producer of The Simpsons. He made $10 million from The Simpsons, and then he left. This has been Floyd Maxwell, JustThinkIt.com, doing a Floydcast number 95 for December the 7th, 2015. Good luck with your life. Take care.